Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, the UW Board of Regents on Thursday presented the brand new Regents Business Partnership Award to the Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce. And we've got reaction. It's coming next on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents presented the Regents Business Partnership Award to the Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce and UW-Eau Claire on Thursday night in recognition of their ongoing collaboration and service to the region. Beforehand, in speaking to the media, Regent Karen Walsh expressed how impressed she is with UW-Eau Claire.
It's very exciting because you come to a campus like this and you see really the best of what the UW system has to offer the state. Eau Claire is the personification in brick and mortar and relationships of what you want a UW campus to be.
Walsh explains.
We thought of it a couple of years ago when we were having a meeting of the Board of Regents on the Eau Claire campus, and we were listening to so many presentations that were just impressive with the business and industry partners that they had and everything they're doing together. They realized they need us, but we realized we needed them too. So we thought we should be honoring the people with whom we have these close relationships. And what do they do? Well, we're talking about research. We're talking about solving problems for them. We're also talking about opportunities for students. There are so many great things, and Eau Claire really sets a standard for that. If you ever go down every spring, we have an event down at the Capitol where student researchers come, undergraduates, to show off their work. And Eau Claire always has an enormous contingent of people. And part of that occurs because we have these relationships. So to survive and serve the state the way we want to, we need partnerships like that with those folks. And Eau Claire has so many possibilities. You know, we've had to settle on one each year, but they've all been terrific. So we're very proud to come up here and give Eau Claire this honor and the chamber.
Again, Walsh emphasizes.
Yeah, being here was so impressive in hearing those reports, having business person after industry person talk about the amazing relationships they had. And we thought, wow, we are missing the boat on honoring those people and publicly showing off what we're doing with them and they're doing with us. So it's a win-win. It truly is. And, you know, I love that the idea came from here because they were bursting at the seams with it before we thought of the award. So I'm not sure the inception would have occurred anywhere else. This was the perfect marriage of that. So it really kicked off a great thing for system, for the Board of Regents. This award is given on behalf of the Regents.
Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman was glad to be on hand Thursday.
I'm honored to be here tonight, too. Acknowledge the great work and the great partnership between the Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce and UW-Eau Claire. This is a special partnership, I think, between the two. Dave Weiner has been an incredible support, not only for UW-Eau Claire, but frankly, for all of us within the Universities of Wisconsin. He is always there when we need him, and the support of the Chamber has been incredible. So it's really exciting to have this opportunity to have both our university and the Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce receive the Regent Business Partner Award this evening.
UW-Eau Claire Chancellor James Schmidt had this reaction to the award.
Well, I'm thrilled. This is an important day, and what appropriate time to celebrate the Chamber's 110th birthday. And you'll hear later tonight that the reason the Eau Claire Businessmen's Association was formed, they originally came together, and that became the Chamber of Commerce, was to advocate in Madison for the establishment of a normal school in Eau Claire. And the story goes that they rented, chartered a rail car, and they took a group down to Madison to say, you promised, it's time to deliver, let's get this going. And so this partnership really goes back 110 years. I'm so appreciative of the Board of Regents and the Universities of Wisconsin for recognizing the importance of these collaborative partnerships in our communities with the universities and the broader business community and the community at large. And it's appropriate to be in a facility like this to celebrate that. And, you know, most communities are civic centers and other things. And that had been on the wish list for 50-some years, if you go back and take a look at strategic plans for the city, but they couldn't figure out a way to do it. You know, we came together in this example with the generosity of the Sonntags, the support of the Chamber of Commerce, with the Pablo Foundation helping with the sustainability efforts, and the city chipped in to make it a little bit larger for some important concerts. Wait for big announcements next week, by the way, for concerts. And this is really meant to be a community building that we welcome and give opportunities. We know that it's an important amenity which helps businesses attract employees to the region. They're not going to the Great North Woods with nothing to do. We've got great facilities here in the downtown. So I'm bursting at the seams. I'm very proud of our relationships, and I clearly believe, I think Eau Claire has absolutely the best relationships with business, broader community, and the universities. I say that with pride, not because it's because of me, but because we can all find common ground and come together on these issues. It goes without saying we wouldn't be under construction of their new science and health science building on campus without the full-throated support of the Chamber and the more than 300 businesses who use that science facility for important testing, research, and other work to advance their work as well. So, the Wisconsin idea, we're joined at the hip. As I like to say with our partners, there should be no daylight between us. We are together in everything we do.
Chancellor Schmidt was asked,
how much does this motivate you to, I guess, continue on this general path in partnering with the Chamber and expanding the university in general?
It's the only way to go. For me, it's like breathing. I started my career working at a tech college, which emphasizes these kind of business partnerships, and through my career worked at four-year universities. And frankly, hearing Regent Walsh talk about when we were on campus hosting the Board of Regents back in 2022, that this was the inspiration for that award, I take her at her word, and I think it was real. I think we truly blew people away. We have Mayo Clinic in the background, and they were the recipient last year of that award, and here we come together in this facility tonight to celebrate those relationships.
Chancellor Schmidt says,
so I've served on Chambers of Commerce Board most of my career in every community I've worked in. In fact, in my first community in Austin, Minnesota, I was city council president for a term when I was a mere child. So I understand the importance of how you leverage it. The bottom line is there aren't enough resources for anyone to work by themselves. And even if you had enough resources, it's better if you figure out these linkages. So when I say partnerships are like breathing for us, I really mean that. So even if we think we can do something on our own, we reach out to our key partners and say, hey, we're thinking of doing this. Does that bring any ideas to you? Have you thought about other ways? Does that inspire you to want to do something more? Obviously, Mayo Clinic's presence in this building is a real asset for our student athletes and the community. Additional resources at a time when medical systems have been really strained. And so they said, yeah, we think having a facility like this, having sports medicine and rehabilitation services here only makes sense. I'm told they've been very busy. But we're constantly, you know, thinking, what if? And don't answer the question yourself. Check with your partners. And Mayo Clinic's a good example. We don't do many things without at least saying, we're thinking of this academic program. What do you think? Well, how can you help? Can you help provide the faculty, clinical staff necessary to give those students world-class experiences?
With Eau Claire Chamber of Commerce President and CEO David Miner being an incredible Disney enthusiast, I couldn't help but begin our questioning of him by asking,
do you have a Disney story or example that comes to mind with this?
I would say if I really try to pull that one in, it is truly about vision. One thing Walt Disney was very good about was having a vision and being able to lead people to where that goes. When I look at our relationship with the university and the chamber and the community overall, it's about having a joint vision, knowing where we want to go, and bringing people along to get us there.
UW-Eau Claire Chancellor James Schmidt says,
one of the things I was most proud of this past year, U.S. News and World Report's annual survey listed 54 schools in the country known for excellence in undergraduate research. Of the 54 schools, all but 12 were private elite schools: Harvard, Stanford, Princeton, MIT. Of the 12 public schools on that list in the nation, 11 of those 12 were the flagship land-grant universities in those states. Madison and Minnesota were included among those 12. Then there was one. We're the only regional university on that entire list. I think we really are in a category one, and it comes out of those partnerships. We can't do the research unless we have the partners to make that possible. The fact that half of our students before they graduate do research outside of the curriculum before they leave is a high impact experience, and it only happens because of our faculty and those partnerships.
University of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman was asked Thursday how students benefit from the great working relationship between UW-Eau Claire and the area business community.
I think for students, Eau Claire has a great reputation of placing students in internships and having research being done here. It's that combination. It's the combination between the business side and then the university, but the students, as they're making that transition, as they move toward graduation, are they having the opportunities? And I think that is an incredibly important piece. The advocacy that the Eau Claire Area Chamber provides is incredible for us because, legislators, the constituents, listen. I mean, this is a very well-respected organization with the chamber here. They have influence. And when they say, listen, the university is helping, we need to help the university. And that's the important part of that. And again, that's where Dave Miner has been an absolute gem in terms of helping us and really showing the value that our universities can deliver for the business community, but also the impact it has on our students.
UW-Eau Claire Chancellor James Schmidt talks about how he views his working relationship with Eau Claire Chamber of Commerce President and CEO David Miner, along with the larger business community in the area.
So I would term it as an interdependent partnership. And Stephen Covey, who I'm honored to have done some work with, said, define that as, in an interdependent partnership, you watch out for your partner's interests and they look out for yours. I can say that's true about the chamber. I'm constantly looking out for how they can benefit, how Mayo can benefit, how can other people benefit. And I'm willing to share everything with these partners, put everything on the table, my earliest thinking of new ideas, and they keep them in confidence until we're ready to share them with folks like you. And frankly, there are so many opportunities for this community, some exciting announcements I hope to be making within the next 6 and 12 months, some of which, most of which I can't discuss at the moment. But I will tell you, I've worked on these issues my whole career, coming up on 40 years of this kind of work. When I got here, I met with Lee Marquardt, well-known in the community. A friend of mine introduced me to him. And I said, when I was encouraged to apply for this job, I said, I need to meet with members of the business community. I need to know that community is wired to think about new ways of doing things. Because you know what? The states aren't providing us the cash we need, not providing the resources. We can't do it by ourselves, and we can do it better with partners. And Lee convinced me to apply, and frankly, he introduced me around to the business community. And for those who knew Lee Marquardt, that was like the good housekeeping seal of approval. And obviously, I've been working with the chamber since the day I interviewed.
Eau Claire Chamber President and CEO David Miner was asked to describe the benefits partnerships like this bring to the community.
If we don't have partnerships, we don't have this. We don't have the building we're standing in. If we don't have partnerships, we're not building a brand new health science building on campus that is going to deal and train that next generation. Partnerships is what gets us to where we need to be. None of us, the community, the university, any of us, we can't do this by ourselves. If we're not working together, then we're not going to win. If we go back to the beginning, 110 years ago, the first chamber leaders took a train down to Madison to remind the governor and the legislature, you promised us a normal school, it's time to deliver. That became UWEC. That was our first partnership we ever had with them, and we've never stopped since.
Miner elaborates.
Drive downtown, stand in front of Royal Credit Union's corporate office, and date yourself back 20 years and remember what you were standing in. But because they took a chance, and an individual staked a reputation to change downtown, now look at what we have in downtown. Come back here in 20 years and see what this campus and what this area will look like because of that science building, because of the Sonotec Center. It will be at least double what we see downtown. So those are investments in our community. Investments by the state, by anybody in our university, is going to continue to make our community grow. Department of Administration just came out with their future growth numbers over the next 25 years. We're one of three counties that is going to grow in this state. So these are all things that are going to help us make those projections come true.
Does Regent Karen Walsh think that the great working relationship between the Eau Claire business community and the university serves as an example for other university cities in the state?
Yeah, sometimes I think it might occur that businesses and industry are a little shy about approaching something as big and academic, which is not really their realm. So what you do is usually it happens through alumni, it happens through relationships that open up with faculty, and once you get that door open, all those things follow behind, because that's the success model that they're working with here at Eau Claire, and that's the model we want to use across the UW system. Get your foot in the door, bring students, let them see how talented and skilled our students are and how hard they work. I mean, students at all of our campus have that great Midwestern work ethic that we talk about. It's not just a joke. That is a real thing. And you'll find it anytime you go out to industry and talk about our graduates. Absolutely.
Finally, I asked Eau Claire Chamber President David Miner.
How gratifying is this for you?
It's extremely gratifying. I mean, again, when we don't do things for the awards. It's not for the records and all those things, but it is nice to see outsiders recognize what we're doing. You know, again, not every community embraces their university like we do, and I feel sorry for them, to be honest, but it is gratifying for this, my staff, my board, to understand and see somebody is seeing what we're doing. Somebody is understanding those struggles that we're willing to get into to benefit our community. It's just not a few businesses. We are here really looking after what is this going to, our community going to do when we do these things.
The science building well underway. Have you looked beyond and maybe what could be even after that?
We are. We're actually, my board in our strategic plan this past summer identified one of the key initiatives for this year is to launch the next vision community project. So the last one was done in 2010, clear vision, I believe it was. We're 4.5 years past that, and we're still growing, but we need that community vision so everybody understands, again, where are we going? Back to Walt Disney, one of the best quotes it was, Walt Disney never lived to see Walt Disney World open. He never saw the Magic Kingdom open. The first question to his brother at the end of the press conference was, isn't it sad your brother wasn't here to see this? He said, you need to understand, because he saw this, it is why we're here. And so to have the vision shared within a community, that makes sure we all know we're going in the right direction.
Eau Claire Chamber President and CEO David Miner, among four different folks we heard from on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, along with UW Eau Claire Chancellor James Schmidt, Regent Karen Walsh, and the Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman, as the Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents Thursday presenting the Regents Business Partnership Award to the Eau Claire Area Chamber of Commerce and UW Eau Claire in recognition of their ongoing collaboration and service to the region. The event held at the Sonitag Center, one of the buildings that symbolizes that great working relationship. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.